as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, See thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what should be the sign when all these things should be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, affirming I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things need to be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of labor. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and in the congregation you will be beaten, and you will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed unto all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you will speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speaking. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. And children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abominable desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where he ought not, let the reader understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garments. But woe to them that are the child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created shall be. And except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the sake of the ones he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall arise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the chosen.
But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things.
But in those days, after that affliction, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken.
shall see the Son of Man coming
in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his chosen from the four winds, from the uttermost part of earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you in like manner, when you see these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors.
Verily I say to you,
that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and of that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father.
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch.
Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh.
At even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch!